this is how we do it. It's Friday night, and I feel...
Yes, yes, yes. We are live on the Be About It show. And you know, what a Wednesday. I to like bring up the vibes and get that music, get that. I'm a piano. Bring all of the beauty, the vibes for Aotearoa, but also the world to tune in and also have a beautiful Wednesday. The sun is out. You know what? I was looking outside and I was like, woo! The Afro is out. The sun is out. But what better way? We do have the brother from Santos Brew Coffee NZ on air with us right now. And you know what, Calvin? Thank you so much for taking the time to come on and have a chat about what you do, how you connect with our people, how you keep our people happy, but also bringing the beautiful vibes for your business as well. How's our day going?
Sis, thank you very much for bringing me on the show on the radio, and I really, really appreciate your energy. I can't match your energy, but oh my God, I'm shaking right now because your energy is just overwhelming, and the love, it comes with the love. That's what I love about you, sis. Hey, so I take the opportunity to really appreciate you and giving me this opportunity. The day is going well. It's beautiful here in Tamaki Makaurau. It's a beautiful day. Everybody's out and about. And yeah, you know how it is.
Oh, I love it. I love it. If you are around the brother's platform as well, make sure you guys head down and check out his coffee. It's the best in Aotearoa. I'm going to say it's hands down the best in Aotearoa. I don't play games. I don't play games when it comes to good coffee. And if you want to get the best coffee, you got to head down right now and support the brother, because this when you taste normal coffee, this is nothing compared to what you're going to get. African taste coffee.
Oh, yeah.
But first of all, my brother, please introduce yourself to our community that's tuning in.
Right. Kia ora, whanau, kia ora. Hey, I am Calvin Santana here, the founder of the Big Five Coffee here in New Zealand, and also known as Santos Brew Coffee that we're trading as. And we have our trailer that is popping around everywhere in Auckland, event, culture, embracing all the vibes, the good culture around Aotearoa. And also we are situated as well in the heart of the Newmarket train station. You find us right there pumping out some good coffee, some good vibes, and straight from African soul and touch. So, yeah, that's me here, Tina. Back to you, sis.
Love it. So how did this all start for you? How did this business, what was the inspiration behind starting this incredible platform that you have for you and your family and the community?
Well, that's a very, very interesting story, Tina. It started way, way, way back before I even dreamt that I'm going to be in New Zealand at any point of life. But, you know, every cup of story has a cup of great coffee has a story in it. So, yeah, for me, coffee started as a journey when I was in South Africa. And then I realized, oh, what is this drink that everybody, you know, like business people, everybody's just hooked on, the sitting. And then I'm like, okay, what is it? Then I just, you know, went and had a taste and I saw what it is. And I was like, oh, one day, I'm going to bring this vibe somewhere in the world. Mm. And then I just took that concept in South Africa, and I worked as part-time self-taught barista, did roasting, and then it just hooked me in, and then I was like, yeah, I like to communicate. I like to be out there with the people, and this beverage brings people together.
Right.
What can it be that, like, you know, let me just do it in Aotearoa where I see a gap. And I was like, where should I start? And I started here in Tamaki Drive as one of the first pop-up coffees, pumping out some coffee around Mission Bay, Koimarama, St. Helier's. And, of course, every story has someone that is on the side supporting it. And, yeah, that's a bit of a journey in a nutshell, if I can say. Back to you, Tina.
Wow. You know what? And it's amazing because, you know, you got inspired. And then you were like, okay, I'm going to get this going. You know, what's going to keep our people pumped and keep it going as well? And what makes, you know, your coffee business unique? Because there's so many coffees out there. You can go to the Countdown, you can go to cafe, you can go coffee club, you can, you know, but what makes Santos, you know, Brew Coffee NZ the littest one of it all?
Well, Tina, you've seen the energy that we bring up. You know, we value, you know, the statement that says customer is king.
Yeah.
We have taken it above and went like, well, when we serve our coffee, our African touch, it's African. It's African. Mm. That's a good thing. We love our roots. We love our vibrant soul of Africa. So we thought like, okay, this will bring the uniqueness to the game. And also, what has happened is when you go to other cafes, you want to buy a coffee, the barista is just looking at, just give me the money. They don't greet you. They don't have the connection. And then you go like, anyways. But when you come to us, you feel the love.
Right.
By the time you sip onto your coffee, enjoying, it's like we're taking you on a journey back to Africa, somewhere in the Kruger Park there. We're taking you on a journey.
You see a lion on the side and a cheetah and a zebra.
Exactly. It's the love that is inside every single cup of coffee that we brew. So every time you sip on it, you're sipping on the love, genuine love from an African brother. And, you know, the diversity we bring. I think you've seen my team. We don't look at the color, which has affected a lot of people around us. We look and embrace everybody. So you've seen my team. It's all black and white, if I were to say, which is very inclusive and diverse, if I were to say.
Love it. You know, with business comes challenges along the way. Running a business isn't easy, my brother. What are some of the biggest challenges you'll face and what they've, you know, kind of taught you to keep thriving, keep going? And it's not a race, it's a journey.
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, I have had all those, Tina, to be honest, and the road has not been smooth sailing. There are a lot of ups and downs. When, like, for example, I think the most significant one for me and as a business at large was when I was driving around the beach, Tamaki Drive, right, Mission Bay, there's a cafe that was always pegged out, like super pegged out. And you have all the dog walkers, the runners, people that just want a coffee and have the energy and move on. They had to wait for a long time before they get their coffee. So I did a feasibility study. I said, I could be an impact within the community and circulate money within this that area and community. So I decided to launch the pop-up coffee. But as I launched the pop-up coffee, oh my God, number one, the skin color did not play good on me. I don't like to use that because it's irrelevant.
Yes.
But let's be honest, I'm not being racist as well, but let's be honest, there were some real setbacks. I had people coming in to take us photos. What are these people doing in our hood? You know, it was hard. It was hard. Some intimidation, some big... So it was really, really hard. But you know what? We Africans are taught resilience, patience.
Yes.
We keep pushing. We have respect. We did the follow-up with the relevant authorities. And guess what? One of the amazing, amazing people within us, Mission Bay and Koimarama community, put up a beautiful post. That was the most touching post I've ever had in my whole entire life in New Zealand. They came out supporting us like nobody's business.
Mm-hmm.
After that
post. Mm-hmm.
It became a thing of understanding how small businesses should be given an opportunity to grow in New Zealand rather than big businesses putting or pointing down on small businesses or letting racial or color or anything divide our community. So it became more of an inclusive approach. And from there, we just started pumping. We did our coffee by the backing of the community. That was amazing. And the setback that was significant again was when our coffee trailer was stolen. So our coffee trailer was stolen and that took us out of business. People think, you have insurance. Insurance is going to sort it all out for you and cover everything. Yes, it might do, but rebuilding something, the customer base, the loyalty, it just goes in our gig. So you have to really start again. So I'm hoping summertime I'll be back again in Koimarama Beach where most people... that's the originality before we branched out to our little outlets within the Auckland railway system. But we will be proud to be back for summer to pump up some good vibes back to the community and just circulate whatever cash flows within the community, Tina. That's just a few significant ones. The racial issue, theft and crime, just people segregation. But all I can tell you is, we are built differently. We are resilient. We are strong. strong. We keep pushing. We are determined. We are focused. We have the energy. We have the right attitude. So I hope, you know, the story will inspire one or two people out there. But never giving up is the main thing here, you know, resilience. Resilience is woven deeply inside us.
For sure. Yeah. And like with everything you've gone through, you are still, you know, you are still being happy. You are still resilient. You're still thriving and you're still just being you. I think that's the most beautiful thing about your story, is that you're still amazing, my brother.
Oh,
and I just,
it
brings so much more to what you do. You know, there's a story behind the story. And that's why Santos Brew Coffee NZ is the place to be, my familia that is tuning in all around the big wide world, but also tuning in via Instagram, Facebook, whether you are on your platform right now. I want you guys to go on Instagram right now and type out Santos Coffee. Yes, NZ. It's going to pop up straight away. Santos, right in front of your screen.
Santos Brews. Santos
and you're going
Brews,
to Santos Brews. Yeah, you just follow that straight away and it'll take you directly to the Instagram page. So that's Santos underscore Brew underscore Coffee underscore NZ. My brother, I've got a few more questions for you. You know, what's coming up? Because I know you're in the community all the time, doing your thing, staying connected, also supporting so many events. What's coming up for the Santo Brews Brew Coffee NZ?
Well, I've been trying to link up with some of our community people to see how we can help or mentor young businesses within the, our African communities, as well as extending it out to the people that have allowed us Africans to come and contribute positively, you know, in their communities. So the people of the land. So I've been trying to use, like, for example, my coffee trailer or my new market facility, to train young Africans who don't have an idea of how to start a business, how to do something, or, you know, and then we just teach them the fundamentals to say, hey, if you have this structure like this, like this, sometimes you can fall, but you should be able to pick yourself up with a good business plan. You should be able to make, because I believe Aotearoa New Zealand has a lot of opportunities for our people. And through my business, I want to contribute in that mentorship, giving the facilities to train young people how to make a simple cup of coffee, how to be a barista. That way, you know, someone just finishing high school and they want a part-time job at McDonald's, they can say, hey, we have been trained by Santos Brew, and we know what we're doing because we are all about quality, Tina. And that's why we're trying to work within our communities.
I love it. And you know what? It's a huge blessing because I know the heart that you carry on your sleeve, my brother, and we're always here to support this. And that's one of the reasons why Tamaki Makaurau and also Aotearoa that's tuning in, I wanted to interview this brother because he really supports our people. And, you know, he's really got that Ubuntu spirit. When you know a sister, a brother, or you need someone from the community, they will share the love. And I think that's what's really special and unique about what you do with your, it's not just coffee, it's aroha. So for those that are tuning in right now, make sure you guys drop down Santos Brew Coffee NZ. They are doing the most. And you know, for yourself, my brother, how has it been for yourself, you know, in this community, in this environment, but also still here, still thriving and still being happy? What are some of the things that you want to drop for our community about, you know, thriving when it comes to business or wanting to do something you're passionate about?
Let me be honest, right? If you don't belong in a community, and you don't have the same energy coming from the community, basically you won't thrive out there. So I must shout out to people like you, Tina, our African organizations, and those community leaders that always have our back, because without mentioning them, we're not going anyway. So I really want to put out a shout out to that energy that is above us. And then, yes, we can go and get into the business side of things, but we need to set the fundamentals straight that for us to be where we are, there are elders sitting on top of us. There's the right energy, the good sisters that are supporting us. So that's basically what I can say, Tina, in this space. And that I just carried forward the love has to be reciprocal, and above all, God directs everything. So I put God in the forefront and just go get it. You know what it is?
I love it.
We just do that. We do our best. Yes.
Yes, 100%. And I think what's super, super awesome about what you're bringing to this whole vibe of what we do in community is pretty much how we should be, you know, how we should be and how we should stay, you know, just cool, happy, and just bringing beautiful vibes to the community. So for those that are tuning in right now, we are behind you. We are behind you.
And I appreciate that. And I think that, you know, I must say this, we have a lot of our young Africans out there. They're getting hooked out on the wrong side, wrong things. And we don't want them to be following the wrong things. They need to be contributing positively. Bring the energy, be it through dancing, do whatever you want to do, but it has to be channeled in the right things. Like, for example, I'm a big no to drugs to all the young African or anybody. If you work hard and put an effort onto something, this beautiful, amazing country will catapult you to greater heights and right people around you. So I thought I should just drop that feeler, Tina, back to you.
I love it. This is super epic. And what better way is going to be hella exciting, to be honest. Hella exciting. And I can't wait for, you know, our girls. I already said to our Miss Africa girls, we are going to support the brother with whatever we are doing. Santos Brew Coffee, even here at radio. But everything that we're doing in the community, it is Ubuntu vibe. So, my brother, before we wrap up for today, do you have any acknowledgements that you like to share with anyone else that's out there that's been behind your journey?
Oh, sis, really, 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 yeah, appreciate. Number one, your energy, because I've been out from the day go. your energy says, like, you know, you're just crazy. You're like, oh my God, I can't describe you. But that was from the beginning until you have your boy and stuff. But that's the number one thing that I just want to appreciate you. And secondly, we have our African community leaders out there. Big shout out to them for the mahi that they're putting out. And you know, setting out those principles for us to follow through. So I could shout out to Akofi out there. I could shout out to Pan African. A big shout out to Lady DJ Oraku. She's such an amazing, you know, we did Africa Day, it was. So I could name them all one by one, but I am so proud of that as the Big Five Coffee. I have people within the community that are there to take us. And without forgetting, big shout out to the Ethiopian community out there, the Eritrean community out there, because Africa is all about 54 countries. And a big, big, massive shout out to South African people that have been supporting my business. Despite what's happening in South Africa, I hope it will never come to this beautiful country. People should love one another, based on everything, not based on color or anything. So a big shout out to all those communities that I've mentioned. So yes.
I love it. And a big massive thank you to my brother for coming through. You're going to catch him in the studio another time. Or you know what? Even better, I'm going to get my boots walking up to the Santos Brew Coffee NZ myself.
I want a new market. I want Hula Fitness in New Market Square. Bring Hula Fitness in New Market Square. That's what I want.
There you go.
I want to see the Hula Fitness in there. Yes, bring it in New Market. Got a space for you there.
Yeah, there you go, fam. Announce right from the source. See, that's the vibe. Like, what's our brother? Oh my gosh, I forgot his. He's the king of king of soul. What's his name? He says right from the source. It's not Michael Jackson. It's the one that inspired Michael Jackson. James Brown. That's the name. James Brown. Yeah. When he says right from the source, Hula Fit will be performing at Santos Brew Coffee NZ. So you want to bring all the vibes? Yeah. We're gonna bring the zebra, the lion. lion, the elephant, the rhino, to the Santos Brew Coffee in Z fam. So that's the energy we're going to be bringing. And if you aren't aware and you've just tuned in, I want you all to jump on Instagram right now and type out on your phone. It only takes 30 to 40 seconds. If you're slower, maybe 1 minute to 2 minutes. And if you're even slower, take probably 5 minutes for you to get all of this done. Santos Brew Coffee in Z. Authentic African coffee, expertly brewed, bringing the African taste to Kiwi's cups. And this is my, you know how when Brenna Boy says tested, approved, trusted, African.
This is the version.
This is the coffee version of tested, approved, trusted. Santos Brew Coffee NZ fam. This is where we are at.
Head bowed.
Mad love to the brother. I'll be coming through with the girlies and also with Hulafit. Yeah. For now, fam, I'm going to be keeping this on. You're going to catch this interview on Spotify as well. We're going to load everything up. And for this to be an ongoing weekly vibe, to get everyone connecting and vibing to Santos Brew Coffee NZ. So this is your weekly intake, your weekly, I would say you need to get your burst out. Sometimes you just got to get a sip of a vibe. This is where you got to get it to. So, my brother, one last time, if you can let our community know where they can come to get a bit of Africa in the Kiwi cups.
So, we are situated right in the heart of the New Market train station right there. We are in the cold day and we are brewing something quietly that we're going to bring around New Link there. So keep an eye on that one. We're going to keep the whole community connected, but we are situated right inside the heart of the New Market train station. Those commuters grab and go, beautiful sip, the African touch in it. So yeah. There we go, Tina. Back to you, head bowed. Your sis, your energy just crushes me. That I think I had a lot of energy, but you, oh my God, I just went so numb and like so like, okay, the person that is wanting to interview me is way out there, you know. So really head bowed to you, sis. I have so much love and respect to you and what you're doing to our communities. There's so many, I can't name it. You're such an amazing gem. And I hope you're valued and we can't put a price tag on you. So we love you so much, sis. We really appreciate you. That's the few words I got to say to you. And I really appreciate this interview. Thank you very much, Tina.
Hey, too much. There you have it. That's our brother from Africa right here, right now on the Be About It show. And we are super blessed. I can't wait to get the vibes down there as well and do so much content with the brother, because Calvin is, he's a true gem to our community. And for those that are tuning in right now, this will be an official ad that we're going to be bringing on the Be About It show, so that it could be, I'm going to let people know you got to get your coffee. Well, you got to get it at Santos Brew Coffee NZ till the coffee machine breaks. Okay, family, for those that are tuning in, that's how I want the effort to break and make sure the coffee machine breaks, so that everyone that goes there, they're going to just be like, oh, I want to come back for more. So we're going to keep doing that all day, every day. And for those that are tuning in, we also got time. We got time to speak more about another whānau member in the community who is doing the most. So chats with Aaron. This is just a lot of updates that are happening in our community. So we have the brother, chats with Aarons, who's doing the most when it comes to bringing our community together. So coming up, I would like to share this right now, because it's one of those things where, when talent is coming through, talent is coming through. So on the 25th of July, we have chats with Aaron, so with David Irmosel, Irmosel. And this young brother, he's doing the most. Man, Africans, when they come together and they pop things out, they do. And I like supporting that. So it's going to be happening at Te Oro in GI, live podcast, music concert, red carpet starts at 4:30 p.m., And also, we got a special guest, Thabani Jagapada. I love that name, Thabani Gapada, who's going to be coming through. And I think what's real beautiful is that a lot of our community that will be there will be supporting the official event. So if you're coming through to support this amazing event, make sure you guys come down, check it out. Bring your squad, because I'll tell you now, you don't want to miss out on all the performances. You don't want to miss out on everyone that's going to be there, but also the artist that's going to be there as well. It's groove, it's R&B, it's vibes. You can have all the instrumental vibes added. So you've got to stay connected, bring everything, bring the vibes, bring everything you're wanting to keep it lit, because it keeps us going and flowing, fam. So for those that are tuning in right now, make sure you guys bring this, bring the beauty, bring the vibes out here for all of us to enjoy, and also for all of us to know that this is how we're going to be bringing our people together. But that's the updates from my end, fam. And if you are online right now, make sure you guys check out again the Santos Brew Coffee NZ, where we are sharing a lot of the vibes of what is happening and how we bring in a lot of the things that we don't even see within our community. And I think that's one of the things that a lot of our people like to see when it comes to community events. And I think when we are enjoying and we are bringing all the beauty together, everyone is connected and staying connected as well. So I love it. And I think it's really cool that we get to vibe and just bring out all the beauty that we have here in Aotearoa and celebrate the love that we have here in Aotearoa as well. So everyone, make sure you guys stay connected, bring the beauty and all the light and love that we have here right now on in Aotearoa, and also bring everything that we're seeing in Aotearoa as well. And for those that aren't aware, you can also tune in 104.6 and enjoy everything that we're seeing here in the vibes that we love to see here in Aukalani. So that's us from today. And I have to say that there is a opening battle that's happening with tennis, because tennis is right now. It's the Wimbledon games that are going. And if you want to catch all the highlights, just go on to Tennis Channel and get everything that's happening on here with all the updates. You can see Serena is back on the court, which is crazy amazing. And, you know, it's so awesome that she is back on the court to play. I don't think like that. That's crazy amazing. I think that's super, super cool. And she's had two kids and she's back on the court. So, so much love, so much light going out to all of the tennis players and for everyone that's tuning in. But for now, I'm going to leave you with this track to finish off for our show, Ka Kite.
And raised on the playground is where I spent most of my days, chilling out, maxing, relaxing, all cool and all, shooting some b-ball outside of the school when a couple of guys who were up to no good started making trouble in my neighborhood. I got in one little fight and my mom got scared and said, "You're moving with your auntie and uncle in Bel-Air."
Baby, no one crying, yeah. That's right. I get so excited. Don't know what I like. I try, but I can't fight it. Oh, you're dancing real close.
I gotta testify. Yeah. I got the crowd yelling. Bring them out, bring them out. Come up in the spot looking extra.
Hey,
fly.
I'm a hot girl yelling.
Who that? Who that?
I gotta testify.
Hey, all the cold boys yelling.
Bring them out, bring them out. Come up in the spot looking extra fly. Bring them out, bring them out.
DJ Discretion. Just get them.
She ain't got no money in the bank. She be walking around acting all
sad.
She at the party looking at me.
I told you I was crazy.
Back up in a mix like that. And I know you like it when it's just like that. All the girlies just love my swag. From my kicks to the way I fix my hat. I'm back. Fresh like some new J's. Brody got next, NBA 2K. I'm 2K. Shaded with some ladies. Reppin' my city. What's the late, baby?
Don't look no farther. Baby, I'm that, yeah. I'm here to cater to you.
Anything that you want to do, I'll do.